Basically, it's a lot of chaos because that's like three sports teams trying to check in at once.
Soccer player Allison Blair is right. The check-in line at the small Ketchikan airport is packed. Three student teams are crammed together carrying duffel bags and sports equipment. Girls' soccer, softball, and baseball are all traveling this weekend.
Yeah, they've got this down.
That's soccer coach Marissa Medford. I'm following her junior varsity team to their final two games in Sitka. Medford says the soccer travel schedule has been nonstop.
They've pretty much been living out of their bags for a month now, over a month.
They played two weekends in Juneau, then flew to Anchorage for a four-game series on the Kenai Peninsula. The next weekend, a series of home games against Juneau, and now they're on the road again for their final trip. To make all of this travel possible, there is a lot of fundraising.
Oh, that's exhausting.
Medford says this season, travel costs were about $45,000.
It's very expensive. And you don't realize that until you're actually in charge of making sure the money's there to get them where they need to be. And it's a lot of work.
The school district gives the team about $20,000. It's up to the girls and coach to raise the rest. They spend months doing fundraisers, selling concessions, and asking for sponsorships.
Who's in
28? The team boards the plane. Once they arrive, they'll be driven to homes of Sitka soccer players. I meet up with the team the next morning, and the girls tell me about what it's like to house with strangers.
Everything in the house is organic, and we're not used to that.
That's Melody Jacks.
They don't have normal milk. It's interesting.
What kind of milk do they have?
They have goat milk and hemp milk and rice milk.
Besides adjusting to the quirks of your host family, you have to face the awkwardness of staying with the people you're competing against. But that's not always a bad thing. Here's Katie Powers.
On the field, I don't know, you see them as the team to beat, and you see them fouling your team. I mean, they are aggressive teams, and that's not a bad thing, but it definitely gives you an impression of them. And then you'll joke around with them later, and they're really nice, and it's just, at first, it's a little odd to see, actually. It's surprising because you have this other impression of them, but I think it's really nice that we get to stay with them, and it's nice to get to see them outside of the game.
Right now, the girls' Ketchikan classmates are in school. The team is missing yet another Friday of classes, which means they have a mandatory 2-hour study time.
This year, the travel schedule was crazy, which was definitely harder on schoolwork than it was last year.
All the travel, you have to really be on top of your grades.
Coach Medford says the intense travel schedule has also been hard on the team's health. She talks about a trip they took to the Kenai Peninsula where they played four games in 5 days.
You know, you pay so much money to get somewhere, you want to pile the games on, but at the same time, at what cost? You know, at that point, they're so exhausted, like you're more worried about safety than anything.
Okay, let's go, Mark. Balls
up. Hard
Later that afternoon, the team faces off against the Sitka High School Wolves. The Lady Kings JV played Sitka back in March and easily won. In fact, the team is undefeated this season.
Good job, ladies! Good work!
And that doesn't change today. The Lady Kings beat Sitka 5-0.
Good game, Sitka! Thank you, refs! Lady Kings!
But at the next game, things take a turn.
Defense! Hey! Defense! How about you talk to each other, okay?
At halftime, the score is 1-1. Will their last game be the first they lose? Striker Angel Spurgeon almost scores several times, but the ball keeps hitting the goalpost. Sitka has more luck. They score again and again. And the game ends. Sitka, 3. Ketchikan, 1.
Yeah, but it was a horrible game.
I think they're right. That's such a good experience.
And we definitely didn't play our best.
No. Their advantage is they can go home and sleep in their own beds, and, you know, they have a definite advantage that way, and they're subbing in every, like, 3 minutes, it seems. So, I mean,
But you can't blame a game on that completely. Yeah. It wasn't one of our good games.
Yeah, it wasn't our good games.
And they played pretty good.
Yeah, they did.
The next morning, the girls are back at the Sitka Airport. Melody Jax and Tiara Hayes are sitting in the crowded terminal reflecting on the last games of the season.
Our head wasn't really in the game. We were all focused on, this is the last game, season's over. We get to go home and do nothing. And so we weren't really in it to win it, I guess.
It was kind of sad because it, you know, broke our undefeated streak, but that's okay. I guess you can't be on a high horse forever, so.
The girls have some big questions on their minds. They're both trying to decide whether the huge commitment that is high school soccer is worth it. For Melody, she plays alto sax in two high school bands. Music, soccer, and her studies have made for a difficult balancing act.
Just being musical and being in sports, it is just really hard in Ketchikan because you kind of got to be one or the other.
Melody says she might drop soccer next year. As for Tiara, she's decided to quit ballet so that she has time to continue with soccer.
I've been with ballet for 10 years, and leaving it kind of feels like you're being shot in the heart, but you're doing it for something else that you're learning to love, so.
If soccer is such a huge and exhausting commitment, why play? The girls give a lot of reasons during the trip. They like to travel. It's a bonding experience. But something both Melody and Coach Medford say gets to the core of why Southeast Alaska spends so much money and time to let their high school teams compete.
It's good to keep busy because if you're not on a small island, then there's nothing to do, really. And, I mean, other than bad stuff. And that's not something you want to get involved in.
We have a really bad issue with substance abuse and domestic violence and not just Ketchikan, but Alaska in general, suicide. So it's good for them to stay involved and have, self-worth and a sense of purpose and meaning. And, you know, so that's good to see. This team does not lack in self-confidence at all. So that is good.
Then the exhausted but confident travelers board their flight back to Ketchikan. I'm Emily Files.